From Jefferson Public Radio, I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another JPR Live session. JPR Live sessions are recorded with Audix microphones. Audix, when sound matters. My guests today, earlier this year, released a record called Half Moon Light on Dual Tone. It's the lone bellow from my left to my right, Brian Elmquist, Zach Williams, Kaneen Pipkin. Hello.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Welcome back. I'm doing well. How are you doing? This has been a... to say the least, turbulent time for touring bands, yourselves included, amplified by the fact that you are also all from Nashville these days, which just dealt with tornadoes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's been a
fun,
strange time. I don't know if we know how we're feeling.
Has there been any clarity to anything for you? I mean, back home sounds like people are starting to dig out, and a lot of fundraising has taken place, including you guys working with your fans to raise some funds.
Yeah. So the tornado plowed through our neighborhood of East Nashville. It was like a mile and a half to 2 miles away from all of our homes, and it decimated our little Five Points area, where our favorite venue is, where our record label is, favorite restaurants, this and that. It was insane. It was insane. And it's been a strange feeling being out on tour, because all of our friends back home are getting their hands dirty, like helping people out, and we're out on the road, and our families are back home. Like, this is insane. Yeah. So our drummer had this idea of starting this GoFundMe thing, and there's a link to it on our Facebook, and there's a link to it on our Instagram. And we've already raised $6,000, and you can go and give to that. And we're going to give to this thing called Hands On Nashville. And they're like on the ground. They know exactly just like what specific needs per day. There's been so much help and so much money raised, and that's been wonderful. And then at the same time, there's this mysterious, you know, thing happening in the news.
Yeah.
And in the air with the word we don't speak
right.
of.
Right. I mean, you guys on this West Coast leg of tour, you guys have inadvertently had the dubious distinction of shutting down states.
We closed down Seattle.
Right.
We closed down Portland last night.
Yeah. I mean, last night during our show, we got back to the bus and there was a little note that just said, whatever, Mayor just said that there's no gatherings over 250. And it was like during our show. We were like, wow, jeez.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's a strange feeling, because one side of it, it's like incredibly cathartic for everybody in the room. You can tell the energy is like palpable. On the other side of it, it's just like, who's in charge?
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes it feels like nobody.
Yeah.
To be truthful. I mentioned at the top that you guys are all in Nashville. The last time you were here, I think you were all still in Brooklyn, maybe.
Hmm.
And that's not an insignificant move, because it's not exactly like you guys are a family band all living together. You all have your own individual families, all of whom relocated to Nashville.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What was that process like for you all? Did you do it one at a time, or kind of all plan it together?
Well,
I mean, we all just kind of got pushed out of Brooklyn one by one.
Yeah.
The rent was too high.
They said if we lived in Nashville, we could tour less, and it's true. But it was a long process, especially for me and Zach's wives, because like they were pretty rooted in Brooklyn. Like, we were touring a lot and stuff like that. They had to like kind of uproot their lives, and they jumped on board and did it. And they both are flourishing now. It just took a little time. You're not anything, you know.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you guys are here. I'm glad you made it. I'm glad we could do this. The Lone Bellow are live in the studio today. The new record is called Half Moon Light. Information is online at thelonebellow.com. You mentioned a drummer. No drummer in a studio. Just the three of you singing, a couple of guitars, and what looks to be kind of a resonator mandolin.
Tenor resonator
mandolin. All right. Well, what do you guys want to play first for us?
The first song that we're going to play is called I Can Feel You Dancing.
And have you got a story behind this one?
Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, I think that the start of writing the song was we went to this place called the Saloon up in
Starlight
Utah.
Lounge.
Yeah, the Starlight maybe. Saloon or something like that. And they told us this ghost story that every night the old owner, it's like the oldest saloon on and like west of the Missouri River or something like that. But they said that whenever the old owners would like haunt the place, that it would smell like cigarettes and perfume. So that line like made it into the song. But the song really is just a celebration of life, you know, of Brian and I lost some family members this year. And I think a part of the song is just like, I can feel you dancing, I can feel you in heaven, I can feel you dancing on the ceiling kind of thing. But then the other part of it is like, we have good friends with us, you know, alive, that just know how to just set a night on fire and have a blast. And so we had, it was just kind of a celebration of life all the way around, really.
Well, let's hear it. This is the Lone Bellow live at JPR.
Happy birthday, babe. I want to feel the danger. Cigarette smokes and perfume. Firefighting the wind. I want the touch of a stranger. Make my way across the room. Neon lights are drawing me to the night, to the night. Heat in my bones, beat on the drum, all my money on a feeling. Facing the crowd, feet off the ground, two-stepping on the ceiling. I can feel you dancing. I want the wheels to fall off. Stray cat down the alley. Street lights shining on your shadow. Glory hanging from the heavens. Oh, it's crashing. Weightless on your shoulder. Heat in my bones. Beat on the drum. All my money on a feeling. Facing the crowd. Feet off the ground. Two-stepping on the ceiling. I can feel you dancing. I can feel you dancing. Neon lights are drawing. Keep on while the city sleeps. Here and now, I crack a smile. Heat in my bones, beat on the drum, all my money on a feeling. Facing the crowd, feet off the ground, two-stepping on the ceiling. I can feel you dancing. I can feel you dancing. I can feel you. I can feel you dancing. I can feel you dancing. I can feel you dancing.
That one's called I Can Feel You Dancing. It's the Lone Bellow live in the JPR studios today, playing music from their new record called Half Moon Light. Brian Elmquist, Zach Williams, Kaneen Pipkin in the studio with me. It's
yes,
a beautiful song.
Thanks.
It's beautiful in this version as well as the record version.
Oh, right on, yeah. Man.
You have done a couple of things different with this record, from what I understand, both in terms of working with a producer that you worked with before, but also in terms of how you created the songs, starting with either melodies rather than chord progressions or strumming or interesting licks, and sometimes lyrics first. Was that an intentional process or just how the songs arrived?
Yeah, I think it was usually lyrics first, and this time, for a lot of the songs, we tried to write melody first and then have the lyrics fit inside the melody, which was a new journey for me, for sure.
Was it easier or harder to do? It harder?
No, it was way harder. It's easy to just like, bah, 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 last word, rhymes. It's harder to do it this way.
I think you've just caused a couple of people to take your older albums out of their shopping cart as a result of it.
Yes.
I think, Zach, you said that you made a decision with this record to not rest on the things that you're known for. Speaking of some previous records.
Yeah.
And I remember when you were here last, and I've seen you live on a number of occasions, you guys play and sing hard on stage. You're kind of known for being a big sweaty ball of energy by the end of the night. This one is a little bit more restrained.
Yeah. I think maybe Brian was the first one that had that feeling.
Yeah. I feel like I didn't want our music just to be a spectator sport. I mean, I go and I see people and they're amazing. You sit there and you're just in awe. I kind of wanted to, because the words of our music, I want to invite people in, and I wanted the music to reflect and the melodies to reflect that a little more than we have in the past. I mean, there's a couple we went crazy on, but like we were just trying to like invite people into the listening process and maybe even feel like they're in the room with us and they can feel what we felt when we were writing, and maybe the songs could even become more a part of their life, basically. Mm. So it was a really fun process. It was hard. It's hard, like Zach said, it's hard fitting every word that you have in your head into a couple syllables, but like words fail us sometimes. So sometimes it's better to, like, it's hard to like distill it down to what you really, but it took a lot of work, but I'm really proud of it. You know.
And then when we were making the record, Desner, the producer, he had this joke around the studio, just like, I'm clipping the eagle's wings. And it really freaked me out because I was like, no, we sing high and loud.
Yeah.
And that's what people have told us we're good at. So we should do that. And he was like, no, there has to be another way that you can express yourself. And for the first couple of weeks, it was really freaking me out. Mm.
As an after effect, has it changed your energy level or freshness level when you're out on tour doing show after show to not always be at 100% volume and upper register? Oh, yeah. I see some sideways glances.
That's always been a goal of mine, to do like more nuanced singing. And we did a whole like year and a half of trio shows, and you kind of can't go at full volume when you're going acoustic that long. It just gets like a little bit nails on a chalkboard.
Right.
So I think we learned a lot about the different ways that we can sing together, and that made it onto the record. But yeah, I mean, I love it. I love not having to sing above Zach's belt the whole show.
Well, I'd love to hear another one. Will you sing again?
Yeah.
What's next?
This is the song that is our radio single. It's called Count On Me.
This world can take you, need an arm around your neck, somebody you can talk to. When it shakes you, when no one else will say it, and you need to hear the truth. Let it break you. up, you lay down what you held on to. Let it break you. Let it help you lay down what you held on to. Scared to fail you. The clock's counting down. I think I got everything to prove. And a friend of trouble. After losing it all, I got nothing else to lose. Let it break you. Let it help you lay down what you held on to. Let it break you. You can count on me, I can count on you. Help you lay down what you held on to. Help you lay down what you held on to.
That is the Lone Bellow playing live in the studio today. Music from Half Moon Light. That one is called Count on Me, a song that almost didn't make this record, right?
Right.
And it's been around for a while, or at least some of the nuggets of it have been around for a while.
Yeah, the core of it has been around for a while. I had the help you lay down what you held on to. I was walking around with that line in my head a lot a few years ago when Brian went through this process of he went to rehab, and while he was in rehab, it was just like, holy moly, this is crazy. What's life going to be like on the other side of this? And yeah, just like help you lay down what you held on to. I don't know. It just like sometimes things just like reverberate in your head over and over. Mm. And then I had these other lyrics for the verses, and it lived that way for a couple years, and then I changed them while we were making this record. And then the lines for like count on me, I can count on you started to stick out. And now playing it live, something is happening with between us and the audience of like this count on me, I can count on you. Especially right now, it's just like, and maybe we need to say this to each other a little bit.
It's kind of fitting that the song that almost didn't make the record, that has its genesis in your relationships with one another, ends up being effectively the centerpiece of the new record.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a very cool song.
Right on. Yeah.
Thanks for playing it. Hey, so I've listened to this album now a number of times, and obviously we've played songs on the radio, and listening to them in the distance versus listening to them intensively with earbuds in, I hear a lot more subtlety and nuance listening with earbuds, as if there are many other people on the album doing bits and pieces of songs. Was that you guys, or did you bring in some help to do different things?
Yeah, this is really more of a collaboration record than we've ever done before. We had some fun. So we had Josh Kaufman.
He's in Bonnie Light Horseman now, right?
Yeah. We had Josh Kaufman. We had JT Bates, who is an incredible drummer. He played on that Big Red Machine project that Aaron and Justin Vernon did, and a bunch of other stuff. You know, and then we had Thomas Bartlett on the piano, and we had some horns. Some of the Nationals boys played horns.
I mean, really, like, I think working with Aaron, and the thing that I love about a National record is that every time you listen, there's something that you didn't hear before, the last time you listened. So that's really his specialty, is like making every song so intentionally interesting that you can listen to it. I feel like any device you listen to the record with, it will change it and it will make it sound, it'll bring things out that you didn't notice before. And I love that. That's why I could listen to a National record every day of the week and be happy. So,
yeah. Well, it's so good to see you guys again. I'm glad you're back.
Oh yeah.
Dude, yeah. It's good to be here.
The new record's great. It's called Half Moon Light, out on Dual Tone. The Lone Bellow live in the studio today. What are you going to wrap up with?
We're going to wrap up with a song called Wonder.
I'm sipping on cheap coffee, listening to Graceland, wondering if you'll ride me, wondering why my life is like that sad old country song our families used to hum to. I'm working on a letter that I will never send you. I'm riding in your pickup on a way to Bedlam, taking in the moonlight, waiting for the rain to come, crash down on our arms, won't roll the windows up. As a stone me stamps the street, that memory of us. I've taken every back road I probably shouldn't take. I've wasted my time and let time waste away my days. Should I let go of the one? Let go of the one. I find it out beyond the trees. Take away whatever bottle memory you had of me. Take the sorrow and the poison I dreamt that I might need. Take the battered broken parts I thought that I might be. Leave them there among the wreckage, make it easier to see. Take the drunken spirit calling, take the reason that I left, take the mistake of the falling, take the couch and take the chest, take away whatever hope I had of ever feeling. I've taken every back road I probably shouldn't take. I've wasted my time and let time waste away my days. Should I let go of the wonder? Let go of the wonder? Should I let go? Dead leaves, bare feet, our eyes were true. We can unsee that field of you. I'm writing you a letter I will never send you. I need something to hold on to. I've taken every back road I probably shouldn't take. I've wasted my time and let time waste away my days. Should I let go of the wonder? Let go of the wonder? Should I let go? Find it out beyond the trees. Mm-hmm. 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 Mm-hmm.
That's called Wonder. It's the Lone Bellow playing acoustic live in the studio today. There's this moment, I don't know if you guys could hear it in the room, but it's such a soft, subtle song that you kind of want to lean in as a listener. Mm. And there are some creaks coming, I think maybe, Zach, from your guitar that just make you feel like you're sitting in a chair right next to the three of you. It's absolutely gorgeous. Thanks for playing.
Right on.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The Lone Bellow are my guests in the studio. Brian Elmquist, Zach Williams, Kaneen Pipkin are here. Their newest record is called Half Moon Light. Information online at thelonebellow.com. Guys, again, thanks for coming by.
Thank you.
Thank you.
See you soon.
JPR Live Sessions are supported by and recorded with Audix Microphones. Located in Wilsonville, Oregon, Audix designs, engineers, and manufactures high-performing innovative products that contribute to the advancement of the professional audio industry.